What's up, soccer fans? Mike Guglielmi in the house, Sons of a Pitch, Soccer Central. All right, here we go, guys. Regular episode number 217. Dear God, 217. Can y'all believe that? That's crazy. 217 times I have been live on podcast, YouTube, Colorcast, whatever other type of place we're putting this on. It's absolutely fantastic. You guys are amazing. The growth of this channel has been insane, so I cannot do anything but thank you guys for hanging out. We've got Isaiah Paskins in the house, DSO, Zachary Harden, Austin Connor, Go Leafs Go over from TSI. Thanks for coming over, Austin Connor. And the old intro, says DSO. Yeah, you know what? I haven't updated the new intro yet for YouTube. I will. I'll get there, DSO. One day I will get there. Just had to get, it's busy over here. It's busy. All right, so we've got a lot to talk about on this episode, a lot of games. 25 games from MLS to be exact. And then we're going to talk about a little bit about FC Cincinnati and what they need to do in the next season, in the offseason for them. Just a quick talk on that one, but there you go. We got Ben Lowry in the house as well. What's up, Ben? How are you? I'm doing fantastic, Ben. I'm doing fantastic. Glad to see you're hanging out with us. A new Wiseman in the house as well. Tomahawk Chop, Braves in the World Series. Yes, they are. We got a lot to talk about with the World Series. Let me tell you about that in a few minutes. All right, guys. We're going to get into this here right now. Let's get in. If you haven't done so yet, hit that like button down below. We're sitting on 9 likes on YouTube. We've got, what do we got now so far? 24 likes on Colorcast. And we're rolling, everybody. Make sure you download that Colorcast app. If you haven't done so already, get on it, guys. It's awesome. I'm telling you, best app out there, and I need your help for the World Series coming up. All right, so let's get right into it here. Let's change it up and get into the business. Going back to Wednesday, October 20th, we've got 25 games on the slate. And look at that. You see that subscribe button right above my head? 4,955 subscribers, guys. Our picks and predictions blew up last week. We almost hit 1K. We're like right there. And you know what? We're going to get there real soon. This week, I'm telling you, we're going to hit 5K probably tomorrow night during that live stream reaction. All right, so let's get to the games. Atlanta and New York City. First up, Atlanta in the bends. New York City comes in and grabs a last-minute winner from Goody, gets the free kick in the 90th minute to kind of restart NYCFC. They've been struggling big time. Big time they have been struggling. And now they're right back in the thick of things here. So they get the 1-1 draw in Atlanta. Atlanta, a decent result for them against New York City, a team that they should, you know, they should do all right against New York City when they were struggling. But hey, you know what? A draw is a draw. It's a midweek game. This was a midweek game I'm talking about. And their DSO says, Goody with a Messi-esque free kick. You mean Javinko-esque free kick. There you go. And a new Wiseman says, we should have won that match. You should have. But you didn't defend that that free kick, or Goody just, you know, had an unbelievable free kick. So that was that. Jesse T in the house. What's up, guys? Hope everyone's doing well. I'm doing fantastic, Jesse. I hope you're doing good as well. And Jay Jardim in the house as well. What's up, Jay? How are you, brother? All right, so Atlanta, New York, 1-1 draw. I can't wait to see this matchup in the playoffs. I hope they match up in the playoffs, because that would be a hell of a game. A hell of a game in the playoffs. All right, next we go Cincinnati and the Chicago Fire. Chicago Fire get the victory, 4-3. 7 goals in this game. That's insane. Between two bad teams, Acosta, Vasquez, and Blackett with the goals for Cincinnati. Berich with 2 goals. Madron and Stojanovic with the goal in stoppage time to get the victory. And Mike Jahl in the house, $20 super chat. My man, look at that. $20 from Mike Jahl. Love it, my man. Love it. Thank you, sir, for sending that over. You got to interrupt the whole episode right here. $20 super chat from Mike Jahl. Banking as an all-star member right here. We've had a couple down weeks. It's been a little bit rough on the all-star side of things, as well as the picks and predictions side of things. But Mike Jahl, he's rolling. This man, he's turning a little bit of money into a lot of bit of money with his lock picks, with a little bit of help from yours truly. But hey, man. Mike Jahl, appreciate it. Just rejoined as the All-Star member. Got the card messed up or whatever today, and now he's back. on the All-Star membership and a $20 Super Chat. Mike Jahl, love it, man. Thank you, sir. Big ups. Big ups, sir. Big ups. Chicago Fire, their season's done. This game's over, okay? This game is over. Their season is done. Chicago Fire season is done. John Donovan's going to talk about the Fire games coming up on the regular podcast side. So make sure you download the regular podcast episode through CastBox or Apple iTunes or whatever there, whatever you do. So you'll hear John Donovan's side of it there. But the Fire get the victory over Cincinnati. This team's a mess. And like I alluded to before, I'm going to talk for a few minutes about Cincinnati coming up at the end of the show after we get through all of these games here coming through. Mike Jahl says, I am not done. No, you are not, brother. You're going to keep on winning, man. I love it. I love it, my man. I love it. DSO says, Messi better than Giovinco. Well, of course. Don't be silly, DSO. Of course he is. But on the free kicks, man, Giovinco is right there with him. I got to say, he's close to him, if not right there with him. So, anyways, enough of that. Chicago and Cincinnati. Chicago Fire, both teams have been eliminated. This game doesn't really mean anything, but the Fire get the victory. Robert Berich, good to see him back on the score sheet. Stojanovic, he's been scoring goals left and right here. And, you know, Cincinnati, man, what a mess. What a mess. But we'll talk more about them later on in the show. New England Revolution against DC United. This one, a big-time comeback. A big-time comeback from the Revs. They were down. They went down 1-0 to DC. I got a little nervous because Mike Jahl, you know, dropping that 20, man. He had some big money on New England. And I figured, you know what? They've got this. They've got this, and they did. They pulled it back. Buxa and Gill right after the first goal from Abertha. And then Bo makes it 3-1. Abila with a goal in the 93rd minute to kind of just try and get back into the game for DC United. But the Revs, this was enough to let them just have a result on the weekend to clinch the shield, which we'll talk about later. But New England Revs, man, what a team. I mean, this team is hella good, and we'll see what happens with them in the playoffs, because anytime the Supporter Shield winners, they usually don't end up well in the playoffs, except for a few teams like the 2017 Toronto FC. And a couple others as well. It's not been easy treading in the playoffs for the Supporters Shield champions. But New England with a good road victory over DC. DC fighting for the playoffs. We'll see if they can get into the playoffs. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. Stars Rock 1529 on ColorCast. Thanks for jumping on, man. Looking to get into the hot seat. I'll put you in the hot seat, my man, but it's going to be quiet. I won't be talking to you because, you know what? It's a regular podcast episode. I'm live on YouTube right now, and they won't be able to hear you on here. But I will add you to the hot seat in case you're in that hot seat, challenge there. But other than that, won't be able to converse with you, my man. As this is on the regular podcast episode. All right. Now, let's move to the next game. Miami, 3-0 victory over TFC. TFC, just a complete train wreck right now. Complete train wreck. This team is horrible. Miami, Inter Miami, one of the worst teams in MLS, lays a beatdown on TFC for Federico Higuain. Pipa with the goal in the 10th minute. McCoon in the 45th. And then an Eric Zavaleta own goal. It's time to get rid of the nephew. Unless Greg Vanney comes back as coach for TFC, get rid of the nephew. We all know it needs to be done. And it better be done, right? Dude, DSO, you're not kidding, bro. Toronto down bad, man. Down real bad. I mean, this team is horrible. Let's just put it out there. This team is, they're not playing as a team. They've got way too many TAM pieces that are looking like shit. They got way too many DP pieces that aren't playing right now, a.k.a. Josie Altidore, but he did come back on the weekend, and we'll discuss that. And Mr. Genius over there, you know, Altidore and his big old celebration after that goal against Montreal. But if there's anything that that guy does well, as Jay said on Twitter, and there you go, TFC is killing me slowly again. Dude, this season, man, forget it. It's done. Just stop. Don't let them pull the heartstrings anymore. TFC's done. It's over with. Just let it go until next season. Let's talk in the offseason and go that way, right? So, TFC, huge loss. Huge loss against Miami. This team, disgusting. Disgusting. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Orlando and Montreal, 1-1 draw. I had Orlando in this game. I thought they'd be able to get it done at Exploria Stadium. They couldn't. Chris Mueller with the goal at the half. And Montreal gets the equalizer 6 minutes after the restart to tie the game. And that's how it would finish. 1-1 between Orlando and Montreal. Two teams fighting for one of those Eastern playoff spots. And that's that, you know. So Jay says his body language after the goal said a lot. It did. It did. And that's what Jozy Altidore is, man. That's what he is. He's not about the team, because he said it's like he didn't want to talk to any of his teammates. It's because he's not about the team. He's not about that. He's about himself, and he's excited that he scored a goal, and that's all he cares about. And that's why Jozy Altidore has got to go, period. And we'll talk about that goal a little bit more in that recap of that game later on in the show. But DSO says Orlando choking, overrated as F, in my opinion. They have a very good defensive posture outside of the injury to Antonio Carlos. I think if Antonio Carlos was still in there, he would be enough for Orlando to be right there with Nashville at the top of the East, of course, number two, because we all know what New England's doing right now. But Orlando, they're a good team. They have a lot of talent on the field. But I don't know if they're going to be able to make a run. I hope so, because I like their fans. I got a lot of friends that are fans of Orlando from being from Florida. And I hope they do well. But Montreal, a draw here, a draw later in the week. We'll see. So, DSO, speaking of DSO, let me switch back here to the full screen piece. With DSO, the man, he messaged me on Twitter. He's like, dude, I love these Coke with coffee drinks. Let me tell you, DSO, I was at the store tonight. I said, all right, I got to get one for DSO on this regular podcast episode and drink it, because I'm tired as hell. And man, this shit is disgusting. I have never tried anything so bad as this. And I've tried a lot of bad things. This shit's gross. I don't know how you like it, man. I got the vanilla one because I was afraid to go with the dark blend, even though I like dark blend coffee. But man, it is rough. It is rough, DSO. So I don't know what you be drinking, man. What you're on. But damn, it's rough. All right, back to the business here. I had to throw it out there. He goes, what? What? It's bad. I'm sorry. I don't know. Do you drink the vanilla ones? Is that what you like? I mean, because it's gross. I mean, maybe it's the scotch taste that they just get, you know, because I like drinking scotch. But man, dark roast is better than that. Okay, so maybe the dark roast is a little bit better. But man, this stuff is just rough. I'm like, I'm going to try and get it for a little bit of energy tonight because I'm hurting right now. I'm like, I need some energy here. Pick me up on a Monday night. Well, I got to talk to myself for 45 minutes. And this is rough. And Jay goes, what's that crap? Exactly. It's crap, Jay. Exactly. Coffee and Coke. Yeah, they put some, like, it's kind of like vanilla Coke with like a hint of something else. Anyway, it's disgusting. So Orlando and Montreal with the 1-1 draw. Dallas, LAFC, Chicho Arango with the hat trick for LAFC. Man, Chicho Arango, this guy, he's a hell of a player. I really wish he was on LAFC a couple years ago when they had that really strong team, because maybe things would have been different for LAFC in the playoffs when they won that supporter shield. But it's not. And LAFC gets the victory over Dallas on the road to stay in that Western Conference playoff hunt. Hollingshed and Franco Jara with the goals for FC Dallas. LAFC just hanging around, setting up a good midweek matchup, which, you know what, let's talk about that right now. So, next up, next live. I'm sorry I took a little bit of time off, guys, because, I've been working on this color cast thing, and we ended up getting through to the next round of the Grand Slam Challenge to get to the World Series. So another $300 in the bank thanks to you guys and my friends that I've been texting. I appreciate that. But I'm going to do the first 2.5 hours of Game 1 of the World Series on ColorCast tomorrow night. And then I'm going to be on for the LAFC against Seattle live stream reaction. I'm sorry I left you guys for a full week without a live stream reaction. So hang tight, y'all. It's coming. LAFC Seattle tomorrow night. So there you go. DSO says, Mike is going to be the World Series champion. You know what? You better believe it. I'm going hard for this World Series, man. We're going to bust it out. We're going to be on there. So if you guys haven't downloaded the ColorCast app yet, get on it. Link's in the description. And make sure you come find me. Connor has been hanging out on those ColorCasts as well. What's up, Connor? How are you, brother? Appreciate you coming on, man. Helping me get to that World Series championship. And while we've got this here, let me throw it up. So tomorrow night, game one, Braves Astros World Series on ColorCast, exclusively on ColorCast. Well, actually, I shouldn't say exclusively because I'll also be on a live stream sports chat doing the game on there as well. My third channel that I'm starting up to try and, you know, keep a little bit of that passive income coming in during the day. But there you go. You see it on the right hand side there. ColorCast Grand Slam Challenge, the League Series round winner, number one SOP soccer. You better believe it, ladies and gentlemen. We took the top spot in that League Series round, and we're going for the big $500 prize in the championship, the World Series round. Braves, Astros, I'm going for the Braves. And Anu Wiseman, woo, he's pumped up, man. Atlanta boy, Anu Wiseman is pumped up, going for the Braves, man. I'm going for the Braves, too, because you don't want the cheaters to win. Mm-mm. Nope, I don't want the cheaters to win. And the Braves, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. So make sure you guys download that app right now. Download that app. It's in the description. Come see me on ColorCast tomorrow night at 7 Central. I'll be on for that one, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I need every single listen I can get in this World Series round because Brett, Lily Hsu, and Sports Junkie, they're going to be on it. They've been chasing me the entire time, although I let Brett win the Division Series round when I took the night off on the last night, but still came in second. So make sure you guys come and watch that one tomorrow night. Well, listen to that one tomorrow night on ColorCast. All right, back to the games here. LAFC, good victory over Dallas. They stay in the race. Minnesota and Philly. Minnesota with a 3-2 victory over the Union. In Allianz Field, Hanu load Frangipani with the goals for Minnesota. Frangipani's been doing some business over there for Minnesota since they got back. And Gazdag, two goals for Philly. Man is on fire, scoring a lot here. A lot of goals for the Philadelphia Union. We'll see if Philly can stay on pace with that number two spot in the Eastern Conference. But Minnesota's really pushing it. Pushing hard to get into the championship, into the playoffs, in those home spot positions. Good win for Minnesota there at home. Romain Metenier with the red card in the 77th minute. Might play a little bit of effect in the next game, but we'll see. We'll see. Houston and the LA Galaxy. Kleschen with another penalty kick. And Valentin and Cabral with the goals. Valentin an own goal for Houston. And Cabral in the 47th minute for the LA Galaxy gets the win, stays in those playoff spots. That is what the Galaxy need to do. They need to stay in the playoffs. So Stars Rock asked on ColorCast, good night, are you going to be live for the next Leafs game? I will not. I'm actually taking a week off of TSI to focus on the Grand Slam Challenge for baseball because, you know what, that's $500 on the line next week. And I'll just say right now, TSI ain't paying $500 in a week, okay? So, there you go. We got DSO, Atlanta better win. Brother BKL in the house. What's up, Brother BKL? How are you, brother? And got some baseball talk in here. Love it, love it. And then Isaiah, Vamos Galaxy. All right, let's see how the Galaxy going forward. I think they're going to make the playoffs, Isaiah. I really do. I think they're going to get into the playoffs, and they may be able to cause a little bit of trouble, especially if Chicharito gets hot. But outside of that, they're probably not going to be able to play with Colorado, SKC. Well, anybody can play with SKC. It just depends. They're so damn inconsistent right now. You don't know what you're going to get from SKC. But you never know. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. All right. So M. Pauly Young in the house. What's up, M. Pauly Young? Thanks for jumping on. Glad to have you hanging out here from TSI and ColorCast Love it. Love it. Going in for that Color Cast Grand Slam Challenge, Empoleon. Come find me during those baseball games. We got to win that. And I'm going to need your help, Empoleon. Can't wait to see you on those. All right. DSO. A Houston fan proposed to his future wife and then Cabral scored. That's bad timing right there. That is horrible timing. Zachary Harden, that's right, we're a crapshoot. You really are, man. SKC, will they get hot going in the playoffs? Will they make a run? I don't know. We'll see, man. They've got the talent. They can do it. They just beat Seattle. Yeah, a little bit shorthanded Seattle, but still, you never know. It can happen. And lose to Vancouver, but beat Seattle. Right, exactly. You've got it, Zachary. I mean, it's. I hope for your sake, man, that they can pull together a little bit of a fast run in the playoffs and get rolling. All right, DSO goes, at least she said yes. A new Wiseman, LOL, DSO. Hey, you know what? If she ain't going to say yes, you better not ask, okay? You better go find another one because they better say yes. All right, now let's talk a little bit about the next game, Nashville and Columbus. Hany Mukhtar in the 77th minute draws it even against Columbus. Lucas Zelarayán, the goal for the Crew. Zelarayán, the beast, man. That guy is a beast. And he gets it done. He gets the draw there on the road at Nashville. Good result for Columbus to stay in that playoff place. Gamer Sav in the house as well. A lot of people have West bias. Not me. I'm an East guy. But hey, Ramon Poblano in the house as well. What's up, Ramon? How are you, my man? Good to see you, brother. Good to see you, man. All right. Columbus-Nashville, 1-1 draw, blah, whatever, Nissan Stadium, Nashville. I'm telling you, this is the team to watch in the playoffs because Nashville will be there throughout these Eastern Conference playoffs. They may be able to stymie New England. They might be able to do it. I don't know. We'll see, but they might make a run. Watch them. Dark horse candidate for sure. Next up, Colorado and Seattle. 1-1 draw, Dominic Baggi in the 66th minute, Christian Roldan in the 81st minute to tie it up for Seattle. And damn it, Isaiah, I forgot to load up your picture before today when I was setting up all the graphics this afternoon. I forgot to do it. I'm gonna have to do that before the live stream reaction for LAFC in Seattle and get all the pictures up. So I got a bunch from my buddy Tommy Rudd in England, as well as you and Zachary. I forgot to put it all through. I forgot to put it all into the graphics for tonight, but I'll get to it on the live stream reaction. All right, Colorado 1-1 draw against Seattle. And as Isaiah says, Colorado should have won, but we found our striker. Yes, Dominic Baggi's looking good right now for the Rapids, and he's just a solid MLS vet. I mean, Dominic Baggi, the man scores goals in MLS. He does. He's not pretty. He's not a big-name guy. He's not going to score 25 a year, but the man scores goals in MLS games. There you go. Found your striker for the run. For sure. For sure. And then, there you go. Ramon says, I'll be at the LAFC game tomorrow. Nice. We'll be live right here, Ramon, for that one on Sons of a Pitch Soccer. So make sure you stop by and say hi. Send over a couple pictures. I'll put those up as well. DSO says, hey, Mike, I'll rep the SOP shirt on Wednesday night at the NYCFC game. Thank you, my man. Much appreciated, dude. Can't wait to put that up on the next game as well. That's going to be awesome, dude. Can't wait. You're going to be able to kick some ass. I'm telling you, New York City better whoop up some Chicago Fire ass on that one. Because if they don't, forget about the playoffs, sir. Forget about it. All right. Colorado-Seattle 1-1 final. Vancouver comes roaring back to beat the Portland Timbers. Man, I feel bad for Todd Bailey. Was it Todd Bailey? Who was it? I can't remember. I think it was Todd. I think Todd Bailey, All-Star member, had the Portland Timbers in his parlay, and it was ready to go. And then, it was Jose Gonzalez. Jose, that's right. Jose had it. Another brand new All-Star member. We've been picking up memberships like crazy lately. So make sure y'all check out that membership option down below. Here, I'm going to put it up for you guys. We got the first team starter, $1.99 a month for those loyalty badges, the emojis that you see here on the screen, and get your name in the scroll below me on every single live video. Then we've got the designated player level. All those perks I just talked about, plus your name in the description and 20% off of our TSI, SOP merch. And it'll also apply to to that TSI merch as well, if there's any TSI fans who want to join up here on SOP. Then, the one for the sports bettors, like I just mentioned, Jose Gonzalez. It was so close on this one, my man. But All-Star member, $9.99 a month. You get all those perks I just talked about, plus that exclusive video, which is huge. You get my over-under picks, prop bet picks, players to score, my three-team parlay, and the both team to score odds and picks for all of the MLS games. Just dropped our All-Star members video for the midweek, guys. Check it out. Hit that join button down below. Get in today. All right, back to the main screen here. And as I was saying, Vancouver comes roaring all the way back. Caicedo, White, and Dahomey with the penalty kick in the 82nd minute to come back from a 2-0 deficit against the Portland Timbers at Providence Park. It's got Rocky kind of, Rocky's a little hesitant on that picks and predictions episode today when I said Portland's going to get the victory over San Jose. He was like, I don't know, man. They as long as they do what they're supposed to do, they'll be all right. Well, of course they will, but hey, Portland lost to Vancouver at Providence Park. Good job by Vancouver, but I'm a little disappointed for Jose. That was his first parlay bet, and he had Portland involved, and that was going to win the parlay for him, and they came back and took the victory. Tough. There you go, Rocky in the mud. You got it. Chicago Plays in the house. What's up, Chicago Plays? How you doing, my man? Gonna need you in this World Series, brother, on ColorCast. Gonna need you for sure. Also, Badass Kombucha talking about ColorCast. How you doing, Badass Kombucha? Thanks for jumping on, man. Congratulations on the ColorCast win. Thank you very much. We're going to need your help in the World Series to get there. Mike Jall says Chicago plus 575. Yeah, that's going to be a tough one for Chicago, Mike. It's going to be a tough one. Brother BKL, seriously, Vancouver is fighting back and headed to the playoffs. They're looking good. Vancouver's looking good, man. A 3-2 victory over Portland in Providence Park isn't an easy thing to do. So, I like it. DSO says San Jose has never won at Providence Park in MLS history. Well, there you go. Roblox videos of Bernardo. Bernardo Labrada in the house. Hey, bro, how are you today? Hey, I'm doing good, man. I'm living the dream, my man. How about you? And then, look at that. Allison in the house. Hey, SO peeps. She's here. And she got her jersey. Sheep Tards. Courtesy of Sheep Tards, the jersey finally arrived after ordering it friggin' back in like July. It's finally here, so the next Mexico game, I'm sure Allison will be repping that one. And DSO, hey, look, Allison in the chat. She's here. And there Ramon says hi. Love it. All right, there you go. Count on us. Appreciate it, Badass Kombucha. Appreciate it, man. You guys have been huge in helping me get to the World Series so far. Need that in the World Series, brother. Got it. All right, so we've got Vancouver winning. Now San Jose and Austin. San Jose with a big 4-0 victory over Austin. Austin, the only time you can even look at picking Austin to win a game is when they're at home at Q2 Stadium. So, I mean, San Jose, this was one of my lock picks last week. They got it done easily. Chofis Lopez, Kikanovic, that guy. Who's that Wondolowski? Oh, yeah, the leading goal scorer in MLS history. Got it. Fierro with the goal as well. San Jose, good victory over Austin. 4-0 victory. All right, so we're about 30 minutes in. Perfect timing for the podcast break. So on the YouTube side, I'm going to throw up my BetUS promo. Hit that link in the description for the BetUS promo. Join up on BetUS, guys. Check it out. The best odds in the business. 125% sign-up bonus up to $2,500. Got to do it. You guys, if you're a sports bettor, you should be an All-Star member and on BetUS getting those best odds, period. And on the podcast side, we're going to take a little break for the sponsors and also John Donovan's Chicago Fire update. And we'll be right back here on the podcast and YouTube. This episode of Sons of a Pitch, an American soccer podcast, brought to you by Nice Premium Iceland Pure Spring Water. Also by Donovan Food Brokerage, a sales and marketing firm
focused on food service sales in the Midwest. And lastly, by Skira, Icelandic spring water available at your local 7-Eleven. And now it's time for our weekly Chicago Fire Update, brought to you by John Donovan. Take it away, John.
Mike, John Donovan here, reporting on the Chicago Fire and the MLS. Coming to the end of the season, Mike, it's kind of hard to believe that I've literally watched every minute of every game so far. And it is kind of a funny experience to see the ups and the downs of the team. I have to say this right from the get-go. One of my worst nightmares for the Chicago Fire is to see Frank Klopas on the sidelines at the end of a season with no future for playoffs, and he's doing well. The expectation of him returning as coach next year is just mind-boggling. I'll never forget, I ran into Chris Rolfe one day on the streets in Chicago, and I had a short chat, and he said he literally was the worst coach that he's ever played for. He had lost the locker room about the fifth game of the season. This was quite a while ago, but I'm sure that has not changed. Frank Klopas has been part of the Chicago Fire for, I think, 12 years, and they made the playoffs once because Mike McGee wanted to come to Chicago to be with his child, and that was it. Minute McGee left, back to the not making the playoffs. It's just amazing. A team that for 12, at their start of this 12 years, they made the playoffs and were in the finals often. And then suddenly Klopas appeared, and they have just, it's not been good. I just hope that Joe Mansueto realizes that, you know, Klopas is not it for Chicago, and that they go out and get somebody with MLS experience. I noticed today's game that Patrick Nyarko was on the bench next to Klopas, being very quiet. I think he did play for Klopas at one time. He was a marvelous player. He's a young man from Ghana, went to Virginia Tech. I'd love to see him as part of the staff. I hope that that Mansueto realizes he does have a future. So the Chicago Fire, the last two games, they have really changed their attitude, changed their play. Positionally, they're doing quite well. They won in Cincinnati, and virtually it was two bad teams playing against each other. And at the very end, Luko Stavanovic got on the field and scored a beautiful golazo. So the Fire walked away 4-3, and it gave them some excitement, I believe. They played yesterday, Saturday, at Soldier Field, and it really looked jovial out there. The Fire had given away 30,000 tickets. I got one in the mail for anybody that was in contact with them through email or whatever got tickets. So they played in front of 30,000 people, and they won 1-0 off a Barrick goal. So, and mentioning Barrick has, for the last two games, has really lit up his game. He scored twice against Cincinnati, which were just blunders in front of the Cincinnati goal by the goalie. And then he scored a very nice goal today against Salt Lake City. Two teams that, you know, are also having trouble grasping the winning side of the season, but you know, it's two wins against MLS competition. So, you know, I have great expectations. The goalie, this young man, Slovena, is really good. I see him as a future U.S. goalie. Big, 17 years old, I believe, still 17 years old. Demanding, strong. I mean, he has literally got a super career in front of him, I believe. And they put Brian Gutierrez out there today again. So they're starting, hopefully, to move in some of the U.S. youth into the team. You know, it's such a change to watch the Fire out there really playing well. You know, they still have Bornstein back there who's doing, I hope he comes back again next year. I believe he'll be 37. But the team is playing well. I think that probably all of those guys, because they're making good money. I believe the average salary for the starters is $800,000. So they're playing for their contracts. There's a few players out there I don't believe will be back. And hopefully they replace them with some good homegrown players. But Mike, we're coming to the end of the season. I've really enjoyed this. So have a good day, Mike. Take care.
Thanks for that Chicago Fire update, John. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm on mute. There you go. So anyways, what I was saying, Tio Luis, appreciate it, man. And you know what? Thank you, sir, for hanging out on Facebook and on YouTube. And absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. And then DSO, we're going to be World Series champs. Allison says, DSO and Kombucha, you guys are Color Cast champs. Always on and helping. Always, guys. Much appreciated on Color Cast. That is absolutely huge to get these victories on the Color Cast, man. Got 500 coming up on the World Series. Love it, guys. Thank you. Thank you. And then Douglas Hall, my man, with a $20 super chat. Love it, dude. Thank you very much. Thank you, Douglas. Appreciate that. Love it, man. Love it. Big ups. Big ups. All right. What else we got here? What else we got? Sports Junkie and Brett ain't got on us. You got that, DSO. We gonna rock the world, baby. We gonna rock the World Series coming up for sure. Also, Nichuin S. Looks like Nith IRL. Hello, Mike. How you doing, Nith? Good to see you, man. Glad you're here hanging out. And all right, there you go. Everybody's like, "Hey, you're on mute. You're on mute." I know. I'm sorry. I was just on mute for the podcast thing, so that I know where to edit out when I'm editing the podcast later on after this one. So I appreciate that. Thank you guys very much. And all right, then Allison says we could mute Jay. Stop it. Stop it. DSO, yes sir. Even at work, I'm on Color Cast. Appreciate it, man. Do you remember me? Of course I remember you, Nith. Of course I remember you. There you go. All right, so. SKC Seattle. Let's get back to the business here. SKC and Seattle, a big, big win for SKC on the road at Lumen Field. Nico Benezé, God, I miss Benezé, man, for TFC. I don't know why the hell we let him go. Gets the goal for Seattle, even though it was still a loss. Walter and Russell, the goals for SKC over Seattle. The suplex in the house there. Man, that was crazy. I'm really concerned, though, for SKC in their next game because I can't see how Melia doesn't get a red card for that. Just grab the dude and suplex them to the ground. I mean, that's just like, damn. You know what I mean? So we'll see what happens there with that. But SKC, a good victory for them to keep pace at the top of the Western Conference. And as I said to Zachary Harden earlier, you know, just too inconsistent. Like, you gotta get consistent, SKC, and then I'll feel good with picking you in the playoffs. But again, and talking about the playoffs, guys, we're going to be doing our the bracket challenge again on the channel here. So make sure you guys jump in on that and get in our league when we do that, because that's gonna be a lot of fun. And I gotta think about what the prize should be for that. All right. So Nith says too much school, brother. I hear you. I don't have that much time to get on the streams, but finally I'm here. You are. And I appreciate it, Nith. I do appreciate it, my man. And who do you think is going to be MLS champs this year? It's too hard to tell. I want to say New England, but the Supporters Shield champs never do well in the playoffs, especially with this one-off format. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, but we'll see. We'll see. There you go. Allison says, what's the date on that? I'm going to do my calendar as we speak. There you go. So, November 12th, that's the Mexico-USA game. We'll be live right here on Sons of a Pitch for that one. Allison, I'm sure, will be in the house for that with her L-tree emojis. Okay, there you go. And Zachary says, RSL at home, I'll take my chances. I agree. All right, so Isaiah says Colorado-Nashville. Hey, we'll see. But, all right, let's get back to the business here. Chat's just popping off tonight, man. Chat rate's hanging around 4, 6, 8. All night long. Appreciate you guys blowing up the chat on these regular podcast episodes when I'm just sitting here talking to myself. It helps. It really, really does help. All right. So, SKC, good victory there. Let's move to the next one. Red Bulls of New Jersey beat Columbus at lower.com field. Caceres Jr. and Nialis with the goals for Red Bulls over Columbus Crew. And Red Bulls kind of they pull in some strange results here, right? I mean, they beat New York City. They made New York red. Yes, I'm sorry, DSO. I'm sorry, even though you like that Red Bulls of New Jersey, I know. But, they're kind of making a push here. They really are. Wins eighth in a row. Red Bulls, they're coming up hot in the Eastern Conference table. So, we'll see how they do in the playoffs, if they can make the playoffs. Columbus, Miguel Berry, the goal, but man, this Columbus, I don't know what to think about these guys. They've got tons of talent. Zardes is out right now, we know that. Miguel Berry's been stepping up very nicely for the Crew, but I don't know what to think about either of those teams. New York City, DC United, big time victory for New York City, man. DSO was blowing me up all night. Bro, we scored a touchdown. Bro, we're back. We are kicking ass. This is, oh yeah, New York City. Oh yeah, three up already. Oh, look at this. Over DC United, man. DC didn't even show up for this game. Didn't even show up for this game. Isaiah says, touchdown. You got it. Touchdown, missed the extra point. New York City's Thiago Victor Castellanos with two goals. Morales, Callens, and Medina each with a goal. And New York City, are they back? DSO, are they back? New York City's fans, Daniel Young, Brother BKL, are they there? Are they back? I don't know if they're back yet. I think they're back, but I don't know. Maybe if they can stay in Yankee Stadium and their game's all at Yankee Stadium, they do well with. I don't know. We'll see. But a good victory over DC, who's struggling right now, especially after that 6-0 loss. You're going to be struggling. But you always like to see a bounce back. As I mentioned in my picks and predictions episode, guys, check that out. If you haven't done that yet, go check out that picks and predictions episode. Check out those ads. Click the ads for me. Let them run through. I appreciate it. And, you know, they'll maybe DC bounces back on the midweek. We'll see how that goes. Brother BKL says, how on earth do you really don't like Alex Callens, Mike? Callens is a crap center back. Crap center back. He's not a good center back, man. I'm sorry. I will not go back on that. The man is not that good. Same thing with Chanel. He's gone finally. But Callens, dude, tough. He's not a good center back. I don't like him. Let's see how they do in the playoffs. If he can step up in the playoffs, if he steps up anywhere but for Peru in those qualifiers, maybe I'll start talking about it there, right? Maybe. Allison says, what's the live game tomorrow? Good call, Allison. Good call. So the next live game tomorrow, we've got, well, actually, I should switch this up, okay? So first up, we've got the ColorCast Grand Slam World Series Game 1. Tomorrow on ColorCast and Livestream Sports Chat. Make sure you're with me on ColorCast, guys. Hitting that like button, stopping by for a listen. If you haven't downloaded the app, the link is in the description. Braves, Houston, Game 1, starting at 7 Central till about 9:30. I'll be on there. Then at 9:30, I'll be on for the LAFC, Seattle Sounders game. That's going to be a very good game. I expect, I actually picked a draw on this one. But I think it depends on Rui Diaz. If Rui Diaz comes back, I think Seattle has a shot to win it. If he does not come back, then I'm thinking probably going to be a draw. Maybe LAFC if Chicho Arango goes nuts. So DSO says Callens is a great center back. Callens and Chanel make a lot of mistakes, but they have come up clutch. That's the mistakes problem. You can't do that, man. You can't do that. So that's the next live. Appreciate it there, Allison. Isaiah says LAFC better win. They better if they want to keep going. If they want to keep going there, they better. All right, so moving on up. We're already at 40 minutes. Philly and Nashville. 1-0 victory for the Union off a penalty kick from Kasper Schabilko. Nashville usually comes through with a draw there. Usually comes through with a draw, but Philly gets the victory at Subaru Park to stay at the top, well, number two in the Eastern Conference, right behind New York or New England Revolution. Ramon says LAFC needs to win. Love that emoji there, Ramon. And yes, they do need to win. They need to stay in that playoff hunt. Can they do some damage if Chicho gets hot at the right time? I think they can do some damage. All right. Next up, TFC Montreal. Sunisi Ibrahim with the goal for the Impact / the Snowflakes / whatever else you want to call them. Josie Altidore in the 95th minute. Oh, look at this. This guy decided to show up and play a game for TFC. He's only played like 5 games so far this year for TFC. He's back. He scores a free kick goal on the last kick of the game. And, you talked about it earlier, Jay. talking about the reaction from Jozy Altidore. Yeah, you could see he wanted to score so bad. And then Allison says he's a douchebag. He is. He completely is a douchebag. The fact that he wouldn't celebrate with his, you know, didn't want to celebrate with his teammates and all that, man. I mean, look, the guy, he's just doing it. He's just doing it for a little bit of pride. I don't know, because he knows he's done at the end of the season. Because if this man stays on with TFC as a DP player, I think I may disown TFC. I might do it. I have a tattoo on my arm of the TFC logo, but I might have to do it if that's the case, because this is just disgusting. I mean, this guy's got to go. He's played so few games. I mean, damn. There you go. Out the door. It needs to go out the door. 100%, Allison. 100%. And there you go. Love it. Lots of chat going here. He needs to go. No Tam, no DP. He's got to go. I completely agree. He's got to go. Buy him out. See you later, Jozy. Thank you for the service. Appreciate it, man. You've done well. You won you got that goal in MLS Cup. You got the goal to send us to MLS Cup in 2017. But damn, it's time to move on. So this really hurts Montreal. I mean, you think about this. This really hurts the Montreal Impact big time. Okay, because this team is fighting for a playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, and somehow TFC pulls back a point and that way takes two away from Montreal in that playoff race. That is a big, big goal against for Montreal. So we'll see if Montreal can get through here, but we'll see. We'll see. All right, next, Chicago Fire, RSL, Tio Luis in the house, and then DSO goes... Tio, you on crack. Fire can't win at Yankee Stadium. DSO, don't get too cocky, man. That is, I've got it as a lock. I've got it as a lock, but don't talk no smack beforehand, because you never know. Chicago's played well right now. They just did beat RSL 1-0 through a Robert Berridge goal. They're playing okay right now. They really are. They drew against New England at Gillette. They pick up a victory 4-3 over Cincinnati at TQL, which, again, Cincinnati's trash, but hey, look out for Chicago. They might just come in and screw you over if you're thinking that they will get the victory, no doubt about it. But there, DSO, nah, we're putting out the fire. We'll see. We'll see. Gamer Sav says fire on a roll. And then Allison, there you go. Oh, 40 more subs until 5K. Guys, we're almost at 5,000 subscribers. Let's get there. If you're watching this still and you haven't subscribed, hit that subscribe button right now. Hit that like button as well, guys. We need to get up on these likes. That's how these videos get out to more people. And we're going to get there. We're going to hit 5K this week. I'm telling you, we're going to hit 5K this week. And you know what? Then we're on the road to 10K, y'all. Then we're on the road to 10K. We're going to get there. This channel's going to blow up. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. All right. DSO says, hell no, not on my birthday. I'm going to blow them out like the fire on my birthday cake. There you go. That's before COVID, man. You can't believe blowing out candles with COVID now. That's just spreading them germs everywhere, man. You can't be doing that now. Can't be doing that. All right. So, next up, Inter Miami beating Cincinnati 5-1. Inter Miami, big win over TFC, big win over Cincinnati. Okay, talk to me when they do it against a decent team. All right. Pipa Higuain with a goal in the 6th, Gonzalo in the 53rd, Vasilev in the 69th, Morgan in the 74th, and Carranza in the 85th. Brandon Vasquez, the old Atlanta United striker. Well, he ain't old. He's young. But the goal for Cincinnati. Miami with a couple victories there. But, not going to happen for Miami. Team's trash. You beat two trash teams, Toronto and Cincinnati. Congratulations. We'll see how you do in the next matchup against a good team. Minnesota LAFC, Osvaldo Alonso with the goal for Minnesota in the 65th. Arango, Chicho, another goal. 4 goals in the week for Chicho Arango. Not bad. Not bad. LAFC 1-1. A good result for LAFC on the road. We'll see. There you go. Ah, nah, come on, don't be the COVID thing. You're not a Karen, Mike. Nah, I'm just totally kidding with that. We never stop blowing out candles on our birthday cakes. That's how we roll. But, and then Allison goes, his mom is a Karen, literally. That she is, y'all. The Fire got 31K at the stadium last game. Did I miss that? Because I have never seen 31,000 fans at a Fire game, especially when they're sucking like that. Well, Gamersav, if that's the case, there you go. A new Wiseman says Atlanta's going to drop 6 goals in Miami. I can see it, man. I can see it. Atlanta with the beatdown and Mike Jahl in the house. That's my lock for next week, man. Atlanta over Miami at the Benz. I like it. I like it. All right. So, oh, God, the chat blowing up tonight, y'all. Chat is just blowing up. I'm loving it, guys. Loving it. Colorado-Portland, another game that our man Isaiah Paskins was in the house. Colorado with another victory over Portland. Portland reeling a little bit. They did go on a big run. They won a lot of games. Now they're kind of coming back down to earth a little bit. Colorado trying to keep pace at the top of the Western Conference with the Sounders. And Baji Rubio with the goals for Colorado. Portland couldn't get anything on the road. Colorado, man, just ask Isaiah. There you go. He says, Colorado, vamos. Isaiah, just ask Isaiah. Anybody ask Isaiah, what do you think? What do you think, Isaiah? What do you think about the Rapids? You think they're going to win MLS Cup? You think they're going to surprise the people? You think they're going to go on a run in MLS playoffs? I don't know. We'll see. Just ask Isaiah. He'll tell you what he feels there about that. All right, so big win there for Colorado. They keep pace at the top of the West. Galaxy and Dallas, 2-2 draw between the Galaxy and Dallas. Leggett and Chicharito with the goals for Dallas. Ferreira and Jara with the goals. The goals for LA. The goals for Dallas, Ferreira and Jara. And there you go, man. There you go. It's a bad result for LA Galaxy. They needed to pick up a W on this one at home. Get the full 3 points. They did not. San Jose, Vancouver. Vancouver, Bruno Gaspar with the goal in the 53rd minute. San Jose, Kikanovic with the goal in the 60th. And there you go. 1-1 draw. Vancouver should have done better. I had money on them. They should have done it. Allison says, thank you, Mike Jahl and Douglas Hall. You're helping my get the Guyomies out of Illinois goals come true. Yes, you are, guys. Thank you for those super chats. Huge super chats. Much appreciated to both of you gentlemen. Huge. Huge. All right. So 1-1 there. There you go. T.O. says 31-308 at Soldier Field. That's crazy. I got to go watch the replay of that now, T.O., because I can't believe it. All right, San Jose and Vancouver, 1-1 draw. Austin and Houston. Poor Houston, man. This team's so bad. Maric, an own goal. The goalkeeper with the own goal. And Druisi. And then Cascante in the 92nd minute. And ATX gets the victory at home. This team is totally different at home than they are on the road. No doubt about it. Austin, good victory there. Orlando, New England. Buxa with 2 goals late in the game to tie it up for New England to get the point. And New England, man, they just keep pushing towards that that point total for the record. The record's 72. They just need a victory now to get the points record. We'll see how that goes. But New England, do they rest? Do they not rest? Those are the questions coming up here in the next week. Lastly, the last game. Oh, God, where is it? Nope, that was the last game. That was it. Those are all the games. So let's take a look at the standings going in to the last couple weeks of the season. New England's already wrapped up the Supporters' Shield. Philly, Nashville, and Orlando right there in those home playoff game slots in the Eastern Conference. New York City, Red Bulls, and Atlanta with Montreal on the outside looking in. That's how big that goal was from TFC at the end of the game. DC United, Miami, Columbus, and then, of course, the teams that have been eliminated, the Fire, Toronto, and Cincinnati. Over in the West, Seattle at 58 points, SKC with 55 and a game in hand, Colorado 55, Portland 46, LA Galaxy 46, Minnesota 45, Vancouver 44. All right, look at that. 4 points separate number 8 from a home game in the playoffs. This is going, the Western race is going to be a lot of fun. And look at this. There's Brian W. in the house with a choice comment that doesn't show up on the YouTube side. There you go. Gamersav says, nah, man, Red Bull's taking it. We're on a streak. Well, maybe. DSO says Red Bulls are going to miss out. I don't know. All right, Galaxy can head up, jump ahead of Portland. Well, we'll see. It might be. We'll see how it goes here going forward through this one. But RSL, LAFC, San Jose, the other teams with a chance. San Jose's not getting there, but LAFC maybe. They're only 3 points out of Vancouver. Big game against Seattle there, Brian W. Can Seattle get the W without Rui Diaz? I don't know, man. It's gonna be tough. He was supposed to be back last week. He wasn't. He failed his fitness test. I can only see him coming off the bench now. So we'll see. We'll see. So that's the Western Conference there. And as promised, I wanted to talk about Cincinnati, but however, I don't have time for this episode to talk about Cincinnati. So we'll have to push it back to next episode again. It's the crappy ass Cincinnati, FC Cincinnati. We'll talk about it later. No big deal. And you know what, guys? It's been a lot of fun. Make sure you download that ColorCast app right now. Right now, guys, it's in the description. Download that ColorCast app. Click the link right now. Download it if you've got an iPhone. And come see me during these World Series games. Atlanta, Houston Astros game one will be live tomorrow night. Tomorrow night on ColorCast. We won the league series round, got 300 in the bank. We're going for 500 to put right back into this channel to keep it going. And there you go. Like DSO says, let's go SOP. Winning the World Series, ColorCast. You better believe it. Brian says, baseball? Yes, sir. I do what pays the bills, Brian. I do what pays the bills, my man. And this pays the bills. I'm going for 500 here. We're already 450 into the bank. So let's get it rolling, guys. Hit that ColorCast app. Link in the description and download it right now. Tuesday night as well, I will be doing the LAFC Seattle Sounders game. And there you go. Ramon says Vela is available for this game. Thank God. LAFC need him, man. They do need him. They do need him. So we'll be live for this one at 9:30 Central Standard Time tomorrow night for that after the World Series game. So there you go. We'll see how that one goes. And Brian says, F baseball, it isn't a sport. Well, you're right. It is very boring. It's hard to do these color casts, but when more people are on, hanging out in the chat, gives us more to talk about and makes more fun there. And there you go. But go in and listen and hit the heart, says Allison, 100%, guys. So that's Tuesday. Then, as a reminder, on Thursday, the CCL final. Monterrey and Club America, yes, we are a CONCACAF channel, y'all. It's the CONCACAF Champions League final. We're going to be live on YouTube for Monterrey and Club America, probably on ColorCast as well for fun. So make sure you're joining us for that one. It's going to be fun. We got the trophy on the line. Going to be a good one to watch and hang out for during the live stream reaction. All right, so there you have it. That's the schedule going forward, guys. Thank you so much for joining. Make sure you watch that Picks and Predictions episode that dropped for the midweek. And we will see you guys on tomorrow night on that MLS game as well as at the ColorCast World Series cast. We'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks for watching. See you later. Have a great night.